How are y'all doing tonight? You're listening to Backstage on the Bayou. Your front row seat to all the behind-the-scenes action in Southeast Louisiana. It's a beautiful Saturday night here in the greater New Orleans area.
Kind of cool.
Kind of cool. My name is Aura. I'm here with my co-pilot, Robin the Boy Wonder.
Hey, it's happening. That Boy Wonder thing's getting kind of old.
Never. Well, we've got a great show for you tonight. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, this is Backstage on the Bayou. What we do here is we talk about what's going on in the local entertainment industry. We talk about film, television, theater, music, anything going on behind the scenes. We talk about what artists are doing to help rebuild the city. We talk about what events are going on around town. Just all kinds of stuff. A gumbo, if you will, of local entertainment information.
The smallest gumbo party in the city right now.
Yes, gumbo party. Tear. Okay, I'm over it now. Well, we've got a great show tonight for you. We're going to talk a little bit about the local film industry, and we have two guests with us this evening. We're going to get to them shortly. We've got Louis St. Romain and John Jackson going to talk to us about film meetups. We've got a meetup coming up Tuesday, and also about some stuff going on and different ideas about what we can do here in the area for independent filmmakers. Good deal, huh? We've got people on the show. Yay!
It's about time.
Well, that's pretty good for show number three.
It is. It really is.
So, yeah. How are you doing tonight, Robin?
I'm good. I'm real good.
You're good?
Yeah.
I see you're reading the lagnap over there.
I'm actually not reading the lagnap.
You're not?
I'm reading one of these home media magazines that we get at the station. I'm just kind of perusing it. I don't know where the lagnap is.
Oh, I've got it. I've got it over here. Here you go. Have at it. Yeah, we get some little media magazines here, but I don't know if I find them too helpful, as I'm usually trying to find people that are doing stuff in the area. So, anyway, we are talking about the local film industry. And as some of you know, or many of you know, Louisiana is number three in the nation for film and television production. That is number three behind New York and California. And that's pretty impressive.
Who would have thought? I mean, seriously, no, that's a good thing. That's bringing a lot of money, a lot of energy, a lot of people down here.
I know it's helped my pocketbook a little bit. Maybe not as much as I'd like it to, but it's been a big help. And we've had lots of productions come in from out of state, from California, New York, other places. We've actually won bids over Canada and other places for some projects. And it's great. It's wonderful that we have all of this work going on here. It's great for anybody, really, because there's so many different facets to the film industry. There's jobs in accounting, janitorial even, carpentry, set painting, technical stuff. That's usually what they say. Yeah, we need someone for technical stuff. Not really. So this has been really good, and last week I asked you all to email me and let me know what you wanted me to talk about. And it's interesting because I knew this would come up. A few people emailed me saying they wanted me to talk about what happened with the investigations with Lyft. For those of you who aren't familiar with that. Creaky mic over there.
Sorry about that.
For those of you who aren't familiar with what happened, but if you watch the news or read the paper, you know there was some investigations into improper use of the tax credits. And, you know, it's one of those things you hate to say you expect that in Louisiana. We certainly weren't hoping that was going to happen, and it's unfortunate. But we're going to talk about what we can do as a community to try and create more opportunities for ourselves. Now, of course, some of the best experience you can get is working for these big productions that come in from out of state, because that's where you get a lot of learning experience. Even if you're an extra, if you sit there and watch and pay attention, you really learn a lot. That's where I learned a lot myself, asking questions. What are you smiling at? And it's wonderful. It's been great for morale, for the city, for the state, even, you know, Shreveport. I think it's really improved relations between North Louisiana and South Louisiana, because we actually have to work together. And, you know, a lot of times it's an us versus them mentality, which is so silly. It's ridiculous. But we have that, and it's great. But we're relying solely on outside production companies, outside people. And we've got people here that have been learning filmmaking, have been learning writing, have been learning acting, have been learning different facets of the film industry and the television industry, whether it be through a college program or workshops or just experience, internships, work, that kind of thing. And they're starting to, you know, have their own films. We've had Time Code NOLA. Time Code NOLA has been around for a while. We've always had little independent film community here. And it's great, but it could be a lot more. We could have a lot more. And
you okay?
I'm okay. I have a little frog in my throat. It's great, but we don't have our own professional studios. We don't really have, I mean, other than Lyft. Well, there's that project in Baton Rouge or Gonzales or whatever it is, but we really don't have our own studios, our own big companies. And eventually, down the line, a lot of people would like to see that happen. And we'd like to see some legislation that supports local filmmakers, education programs for filmmaking, which they're doing that a little bit already. They're kind of getting a start on that. It's pretty good. But it's just a start. It's just a little sliver of the pie. We could be doing a lot more. You know, I hear a lot of people complaining about, well, maybe not a lot, but there's always those people that complain about the big guy, the government, big business, the big investors and the big companies, and how we have to rely on them in order to have any opportunities.